This is Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We have all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and tonight, this evening, we are going to be talking about the 2021 simulation of a monkeypox pandemic and what it means for the quote-unquote next pandemic. First things first, please go ahead and let me know you can hear me just fine across all the platforms. We are live on DLive, on Rockfin, on Odyssey, and we will be uploading this to Minds, to BitChute, and all those places. And of course, you can always find all of my content at theconsciousresistance.com. Guys, if you're new to my channel, found yourself here somehow and you don't know my work, I ask that you subscribe, bookmark the website, theconsciousresistance.com. That's where you can find 10 years worth of articles, of interviews, of essays, of books. You can download my books for free. You can watch all of our documentaries, including the Pyramid of Power series. Interviews, podcasts, etc. You can learn all about it here at our website, theconsciousresistance.com. And if you've got a couple of extra bucks, guys, I encourage you to go to theconsciousresistance.com/invest and send us some equipment, some love mail, some hate mail, some funds, financial support, if you can afford it, to our PO box, because we are no longer on Patreon or PayPal or any of that sort of thing. So thank you for that. So let's get into the subject matter for tonight. I'm going to do two things. I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys this. First of all, if you have less than 5 minutes, I'm going to give you the information you need in the next 4 to 5 minutes here, if that's all the time you got. For those of you who have 15 to 20 minutes, I will do a little bit of a deeper dive. But either way, I'm going to try to keep this video completely under 20 minutes. And this is just because I'm realizing more and more that the purpose, the role that my journalism plays, is helping out those of you who don't have 10 to 15 hours, you know, every other day, or, you know, 20, 30, 40 hours a week to do research. Or, you know, you're not a journalist, isn't your line of work. And that's what I am choosing to do. So I am trying to bring you the information in as concise a way as possible. I write articles for The Last American Vagabond. Some of you guys are aware of that. You can find my work at thelastamericanvagabond.com. You can click on this thing. It says Bros Series. You can see all of my articles, and you can see some of the past series I've done. And this article is 2,500 words. So this took me about 10 hours of research and, you know, some more hours to write it, a couple of two to three days of writing this, getting it down. So I'm not going to be able to read this article to you. In fact, I encourage you to go read it for yourself. But I know that some of you are busy, and so this is going to be a very brief summary of what you need to know about this article here. No regrets, a 2021 monkeypox simulation predicted 270 million dead, lockdowns, mask mandates, and social distancing. This is, again, published just days ago at thelastamericanvagabond.com. And the quick version is this. There was an organization known as the Nuclear Threat Initiative that held a simulation of a monkeypox pandemic in March 2021 at the Munich Security Conference. And in this article, I look at both who those organizations are, who the people are involved in this simulation and this exercise, and, you know, who they're connected to. And surprise, surprise, the Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum, et cetera, et cetera. But what really matters is a couple of points. Let's start with the title, the headline. Why did I call this No Regrets? And you can see it's in quotes. So it's a direct quote from this simulation report. The simulation itself is known as Strengthening Global Systems to Prevent and Respond to High Consequence Biological Threats. And much like the pandemic exercise Event 201, which took place October 18, 2019, months before we ever heard of COVID-19, they happen to be simulating what would happen if a coronavirus pandemic swept the planet. And of course, this Event 201 imagined lockdowns, quarantines, censorship of alternative media, et cetera, et cetera. Many of the things that we saw over the last 2 years as we experienced what we have come to know as COVID-1984. Now, in that same context, we have this new exercise taking place March 2021. And in this particular situation, they simulated a bioterror attack of what would happen if terrorists got a hold of a weaponized version of the monkeypox virus. And, you know, they had 19 leaders from different sectors, and they did their whole study game, and they released a conclusion, a report about what went wrong and what went right and how governments should handle this. And this is where we get that phrase, no regrets. So again, this is point number one to remember. The report draws several conclusions and details the weaknesses detected during the exercise. The weaknesses included weak global detection and warning of pandemic risks, gaps in national level preparedness, and gaps in biological research governance, and insufficient financing of international preparedness for pandemics. So clearly, they're looking for more money. And in finding number two of this report, they recommend, quote, governments should improve preparedness by developing national level pandemic response plans built upon a coherent system it triggers that prompt anticipatory action on a no regrets basis. And if you understand the word anticipatory, that's anticipation, anticipating something. That means anticipatory action, do something in anticipation of a pandemic on a no regrets basis. And as I wrote here, this mention of a no regrets approach is important because it appears to indicate that in the event of a pandemic, the governments of the world will not exercise the precautionary principle and will instead act swiftly with no regrets. And this report says the approach should involve, quote, taking anticipatory action as opposed to reacting to mounting cases and fatalities. So they're telling the governments, you know, our conclusions found that you'll do better off if you don't wait, you know, to see how bad things are going to be and see if people are actually affected and if it's necessary, just act. Just go ahead and act with this anticipatory action and do so with no regrets. And so the authors of this report say that national governments should develop national level plans that incorporate these triggers for responding to high consequence biological events. And they also call on the World Health Organization to, quote, issue guidance that encourages or, and this is a pretty big or, they call on the World Health Organization to issue guidance that encourages or requires national governments to develop national level pandemic response triggers. And as I wrote here, the language of this document sounds similar to calls for upgrading the international health regulations and the so-called pandemic treaty to establish an international supranational body, which has the power to declare pandemics and send in teams to protect the people. So that's sort of one thing that I want you to take away here at the moment is that they're talking about this no regrets approach, right? So they don't want the governments of the world to have any regrets, to take anticipatory action and to do whatever is necessary to, quote unquote, keep the people safe. That's one thing. Now, I know I said if you only have 5 minutes, I might have gone over 5 minutes. So let me hit you with one more point. If you only got a minute left, this one's for you. The other thing to take away is that, guys, excuse me, it is also a fact that this exercise involves the date May 15th, 2022. They have a fictional timeline where they discuss how this fictional terror attack evolves. And they say, you know, May 15, 2022, and then June 5th, this happens. And it plays out over 2 years. And they literally say in their documents, which you can look up for yourself here, says that on May 15th, the monkeypox starts to spread. And look, I didn't make this up. On that same day, I found this document from the Pan American Health Organization and the World Health Organization, which says specifically that on May 15, 2022, that was the day the World Health Organization was first notified about 4 monkeypox cases in the UK. So you're literally telling me this exercise, out of all the 200, how many days of the year, 256 or something like that, the 200 plus days of the year, they pick the one day and the year when this thing actually, when we're notified. I don't know. You make of that what you will. But they continue on in this timeline. The timeline also says that by June 5th, 2022, which is just a couple of days away, that we discover that these monkeypox strains contain mutations that are resistant to existing vaccines. And this prompts, quote, aggressive measures from some countries, including, quote, shutting down mass gatherings, imposing social distancing measures, and implementing mask mandates. Other nations choose to prioritize, quote, keeping their economies open and downplaying the virus and its potential impacts. And these nations suffer much worse outcomes in terms of mortality. So this is, of course, all part of their little simulation game that they're playing out. But the implication is clear. Those who take authoritarian measures, like, let's say, China, and take this no regrets approach are going to do better in the face of a monkeypox outbreak. That's what they want people to believe. So again, those of you who have little time, you know, a good night if you can't stay with me, if you're just watching this video real quick, take away from this the no regrets approach that these people are prepared in the name of any supposed pandemic to act with anticipatory action, no regrets, and that this simulation just coincidentally predicted the exact date that the World Health Organization started discussing monkeypox. Now, for those of you who got a little bit more time, I want to go even deeper into another aspect. I looked into who is the Nuclear Threat Initiative, who is the Munich Security Conference, who's behind that. And the Nuclear Threat Initiative was actually founded by Ted Turner. For those of you who know Ted Turner, he's a long time, I think he was the original founder of CNN, Turner TV, other things, and he is a longtime eugenicist, right? So this is an organization founded by him and another former senator of Georgia. And the Munich Security Conference is one of these sort of elite conferences that's been held in Munich, Germany for dozens of years, since 1963, 450 of the high profile senior decision makers from around the world. It was founded by a man who fought with the Nazis, but apparently was part of the opposition within the Nazi force to stop Hitler. I don't know if that's 100% true, but that's what they claim. And at the very first meeting, you had people like Henry Kissinger. Partners in this organization include the Gates Foundation, the Atlantic Council, the Wellcome Trust, and Chatham House of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is the UK parallel to the United States Council on Foreign Relations. So there's a lot of the same players that we see usual, right, in there. And I start looking into the people who are the authors of this report, and where they come from and who are they involved. And we have three names. One is Jamie Yassif, Kevin P. O'Pray, and then, excuse me, I just lost my spot, and Christopher Isaac. And so I look into each of them. Miss Yassif, I think, has the most interesting history, working for the Department of Defense, working to lay the foundation for the World Health Organization's Global Health Steering Committee. And she also was apparently credited for developing the Clade X exercise. For those of you who remember that, I've reported on that, which is another pandemic exercise in May 2018. And this is an important part. Yassif, again, one of the authors of this report on this monkeypox simulation. And December 2021, just 6 months ago, she testified before the U.S. House Subcommittee on Asia, the Pacific, and Central Asia, at a hearing titled Biosecurity for the Future, Strengthening Deterrence and Detection. And in this testimony, she reiterated the need for why we need global governance. You know, it's important to recognize this, that they might not necessarily be able to pass some law that says, hey, we now have a one world global government, but they like this phrase global governance. So it won't necessarily be government, which, as we know, government isn't responsive to the people, but that's the general idea people believe in, right? So it won't be government in the sense of some sort of body that is made up of representatives of the people. It will be governance. So it will still govern you, control you, government, control the mind. It'll still control you, attempt to control you, but it won't be responsive to your needs, and there won't be any recourse. That's what technocracy is all about. So they are calling for creating this global scheme. And so let me read you a couple of points of here in her testimony. She said, quote, there is no existing international entity, including the World Health Organization, dedicated as its primary mission to strengthening biosecurity and bioscience governance and reducing emerging biological risks associated with technology advances. This global governance gap leaves us all vulnerable, she claims. And so what is the Nuclear Threat Initiative? The people who are running the Nuclear Threat Initiative, this simulation, what are they calling for? They're calling for international partners to develop what they call the International Biosecurity and Biosafety Initiative for Science, which is like, okay, that's a mouthful. Who cares, right? What does it matter? Well, guys, what I'm thinking, what I'm seeing here is that this is more than likely some sort of basis for a global governance scheme, some type of public-private partnership. And they've already got the name. Isn't that coincidental? They've already dreamed up a name. They already thought of, hey, if we decided to do this, this is how we should approach it, which usually means they're already working on this. And this is just their kind of quiet public way of telling us what's coming next. So Yassif told the U.S. Congress that the NTI is working on launching this project for this international tool for governance to, quote, work collaboratively to strengthen global biosecurity norms and develop innovative tools. And during her testimony, she also said that the Nuclear Threat Initiative is working with, you guessed it, the World Economic Forum, the people trying to bring you the Great Reset, and other key international partners to help bring this vision of an international governance world biosecurity, biosafety, organization to life. And she also claimed that the NTI is going to be launching this in 2022. And this was, I thought, an interesting aspect. When she ended her testimony, she said that, quote, COVID-19 has served as a warning shot. But she said, this highlights how vulnerable our systems are. To me, though, that sounds like a threat. I don't know. She's like, COVID-19 was the warning shot. And maybe it was, because we keep hearing Bill Gates talk about the next pandemic and pandemic 2.0. They're clearly preparing for something. In this article, I also go into previous reports and showing you how they've been building up in the recent weeks and months, talking about monkeypox and doing exercises and simulations. We also go into showing that there's some gain of function deja vu going on. The Wuhan Institute of Virology, the same institution that was involved with gain of function research with coronaviruses, was also working on how to detect monkeypox virus using PCR tests. The PCR test that we know, as I documented in my mini documentary, The PCR Deception, and in numerous articles and investigations, is a completely flawed method for detecting this sort of thing. And that's why you get these fake pandemics and these, you know, basically these number games. And they were testing, they were literally doing studies on how to modify a monkeypox genome to be able to be detected by PCR tests. And they were warning that by doing this, it could, quote, have the potential to create a, quote, contagious pathogen. And so this was being reported on. So that's some other funny business. And I asked the question, are we in for more lockdowns and mandates? And guys, I don't know. I'm not here trying to fear doom, porn you to, you know, to death and say, like, be afraid, the monkeypox is coming, or the monkeypox 84, 1984 is coming. I don't know. This could be nothing. This could very well be nothing. But what I think it does show is that whether or not monkeypox is the next game, for one, we know they are planning a next pandemic, pandemic 2.0, and that these types of exercise, they give away the game. We can see what they're planning. And as they said here, take no regrets, take anticipatory action, and do so without regrets. Just do things, right? That's what they want to encourage the governments of the world to do. And that's what we should be prepared for. So whether or not in the coming weeks and months, we start hearing about monkeypox, and then a month from now, we're all locked down because of monkeypox, which I pray is not going to happen. Whether or not it happens this time with monkeypox or some other thing, do not fool yourself into thinking that it's not coming. I know many of you are comfortable now and you think this is all over, but I'm sorry, my friends, my brothers and sisters. I think these people are going to drag out this narrative as long as they can, and they will continue to try to push it on you. And yes, to use this as fear. It is a thing to try to scare people to give into the media program. But I do worry that sooner or later they're going to use an actual disease that will, cause some real harm. And whatever you think about it, I know some of you guys out there don't believe in viruses. Some of you guys don't even believe in bioweapons. And, you know, I will say one thing on that as we start to wrap up. For those of you who think the gain of function research is fake or a fraud or bioweapons don't exist. So what that would mean is that all of this documentation and these years of financing and money going towards supposedly gain of function bioweapon type research is all just a lie. And those documents were just put there to make you think that bioweapons and that sort of thing even exists. But we all know that's just fake. It's part of the fake out. And the funding is going towards something else. I mean, it's possible. I don't know if it's plausible, but it's possible. So in order to say that there's no such thing as these things or whatever you want to call them, or that there's no such thing as like gain of function bioweapon type research, then you have to just imagine that all that stuff is just some sort of distraction. And it could be, but I think that's less likely. So anyways, that is an article I wrote for The Last American Vagabond, guys. It's called No Regrets, Monkeypox Simulation Found 270 Million People Dead, Lockdowns, Mandates, All That Stuff. I encourage you, regardless of whether it's this storyline or the cyber pandemic or the food shortages, the gas prices, whatever it is that we're facing, guys, the answer is still the same. Community, come together, find your tribe, go to freedomcells.org, sign up on our waiting list, get ready for our relaunch of this, our new site later this month in June 2022. Start growing food in your backyard, your front yard, your windowsill. Get connected to people, learn new skills, you know, learn about permaculture, get your mind right, your spirit right, start healing yourself. Stop being dependent on the banks. That's the answer. Whether or not it's going to be monkeypox or something else, the answer is always going to be the same. Get free from the technocracy as soon as possible. It's 2022. They have an agenda, and it's called 2030. The United Nations and the World Economic Forum have called this the decade of transformation. They're spending all their energy working on this night and day. We need to imagine, what does our 2030 look like? What is our liberation 2030? And if you've seen my recent article for The Last American Vagabond, I actually put some energy into that. I encourage you to go check it out. I wrote an article called Welcome to 2030. I own land. I live amongst like-minded people, and life has never been better, because that's the future I'm envisioning. I will not give in to their vision, and I hope you will reject it as well. So thank you guys so much for joining me this evening. Once again, please bookmark my website, theconsciousresistance.com, and join us next time. Please share this with friends and family. Go find my article in the links wherever you're watching, and please read and share that. Again, guys, we have the power to shape the direction the planet is going, but it's not going to come easy. It's not going to come just by watching videos on the internet. It's going to involve lifestyle changes, hard work, pushing past fears, doubts, insecurities, working with people, learning new things. It's going to be a challenge. But I believe we are up to it, and I hope you choose to take on that challenge. Until next time, have a good evening. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace. Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.